popped into existence on the ledge right in front of me. His hands clamped my hands, pinning me to the windowsill.
Hello, Dove.
He grinned at me.
Look at that. You don't have your pretty knife, and I've got your hands. What are you gonna do now?
I rammed my head into his nose. He lost his balance, let go of me, arms swinging, and I caught his leather jacket just as he was about to plummet. My hand brushed the familiar plastic packet. Unbelievable. I yanked him into the room, swiping the packet of maps from the waistband of his leather pants. The effort nearly dropped me to my knees.
You stole the maps again? Do you have a death wish?
His hand went to his nose.
I can't fucking believe it. Busted my nose twice in one day. You owe me for this.
He surged to his feet and lunged at me, and stopped when Slayer's blade made contact with his chest. I was weak, but I was still fast.
Who are you? What are you doing here? Who is Hood? Why does he want Julie, and where is Julie's mother?
Is that all?
Yes. No. Why is the cauldron important? Where did it go? How is Morrigan involved? Where do you go when you disappear? And why do you keep stealing the maps? Okay, now that's everything.
He pushed a little against Slayer.
I see now. You just want me for my mind. Who's Hood?
White robe, tentacles.
His eyes lit up.
I tell you what. You put the maps right there on the bed. On the count of three, we each grab them. If you win, I'll tell you who he is. If I win, I'll get you.
What?
He winked.
Cute bow, by the way.
I glanced down. Sure enough, my robe had come open right in front of the window. The whole world now knew I had a bow on my panties. I yanked my robe closed.
What do you mean you'll get me? For how long? Forever?
He gave me an appraising stare.
No offense, but you're not that hot. There are other fish in the sea. A night will do.
I had to give it to him. To flatter and insult a woman in one proposition took talent.
No disappearing into the mist to grab the maps?
He raised his hands.
Fine, fine.
Swear on Morrigan's name that you'll pay up if I win.
I watched for his reaction and got it. He hesitated. Morrigan's name carried weight with him, which meant she was likely his patron goddess.
I swear by Morrigan to uphold the bargain.